We began our discussion by talking about formal modes of engagement. We said that while each of the formal modes of engagement we mentioned were important, they were not sufficient to build a trusting relationship with the community. How do we overcome that challenge? Immersion as a technique has been used very effectively by anthropologists to live, spend time with communities that they hope to study and understand their way of life. Can such a technique be of help to conservationists as well? We believe so. What do we stand to gain by immersing ourselves in the community? For one, we would likely understand the broader context in which conservation is taking place. It would give us the opportunity to understand the aspirations and the motivations that the community has. It would also give us a sense of the apprehensions they have about any implementations that we might be trying to make. On the other hand, it would also give the community the opportunity to speak, understand, and question the conservation agency and their motives. Over time, that is how they can collectively move towards identifying a common goal and working to achieve that. So, how does one build presence? One way of doing that is by spending as much time as one can with the community to understand their way of life. This is through informal engagement. While there is value to formal engagement, as we had said, there is equal, if not greater, value to informal engagement as well. The other way of doing that could be by having a team which comprises of local people. That could take time happening, but that is one possibility. It could also involve engaging particularly with people who have a greater influence within the community. So, for example, in the case we just saw, Mr. Ataullah played that role where he stood by the conservation agency when the time came after the trust had been built. But all said, this is likely to take a lot of time, and hence there is value to planning long-term engagement with communities who we wish to engage for conservation. Another thing that's extremely important in building presence is patience. But with long-term engagement and patience, it is possible to build a presence within the community with whom we wish to work. It's important to remember that a community comprises of people. So essentially, what we are trying to do as part of our conservation efforts is to work with people. And people might have similar aspirations and motivations. It's important to acknowledge those and also to realize that what may be of utmost importance to a conservation agency may not be the biggest concern for a community. It may be one of several challenges that they are trying to face.